Hemslöjdens craft trails. Carving. If you learn to have a good carving technique and have a sharp carving knife in your hand, you've got a good foundation for carving many different things from all parts of the tree. It is a good idea to start by carving something smaller in greenwood, which means that it's fresh and not dried. For example, you can carve a pair of chopsticks or a butter knife to understand the different fiber directions and which knife grip is suitable for what. When carving, it is important to think about safety. Never carve towards another person or in any way where you feel you don't have control over your knife. On this page, we show four common knife grips. Start practicing by carving away from your body. Number one, feel free to draw the shape of what you want to carve on your piece of wood. If you want to carve away a lot of the material, you can rest the piece on your knee and carve in a slanted downwards direction. Keep your elbows close to your body and carve in a direction where there is nothing other than your piece of wood in the way. No knees or other people. Number two. The thumb grip gives you extra power while still controlling how the knife cuts. This is perfect for smaller cuts if you want to cut into a corner or a curve or carve off a sharp edge. Number three. Carving towards your body gives you good power and control. Rest the piece of wood against your chest and keep a firm grip with your non-carving hand. Grip the knife and let your thumb rest on top. Keep your elbow close to the side of your body and pull your hand towards you. Remember to carve away a little at a time rather than taking too much. Number four. When carving towards you with your own thumb as support, remember to keep it under the direction of the knife's cutting so that you don't cut yourself when the knife has cut through the piece of wood. This grip is great for details and rounding, just like the thumb grip when carving away from your body. Wood consists of fibers in different directions. Therefore, it is important to change grip and carving direction often to avoid chips and cracks. The carving cuts meet each other from different directions. Hemslöjden is the National Association of Swedish Handicraft Societies. This material is a part of our project Skogens Material, Materials from the Forest, carried out with the support of the Swedish National Heritage Board. Read more about the craft trails by scanning the QR code.